He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It is the Wednesday midweek edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kite, our chartered financial analyst. We are off to a really nice start in the market here this morning. And I think you can pretty much credit the 10-year down 10 basis points to 4.22. I'm not sure why. I don't care why. Oh, I suppose I do. But it's really giving the market a lift here this morning. We have right now the Dow up, let's see, get the right page here. The Dow is up 105 points to 34,394. The S&P is up 24 points. That's 60 basis points. The S&P is at 44.14. The NASDAQ is up 1% at 100, up plus 125.6. It's at 13,631. Small caps are up 0.25%, lagging a little bit. The weakness today is in the oil patch. Crude oil down $1.69 today. Gold is having a good day, up $19.50. It also reacts to big drops in interest rates like that. Silver up 87 cents to 24.32. The 10-year, once again, there's your big news today. It's down. They're down 11 basis points, those interest rates, to 4.22. And even Bitcoin is up today, $46 per coin, $26,075. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And we welcome our listeners all across America, Barry. You know, there's hardly a day goes by that I don't hear from several people from all different areas.
All kinds of time zones everywhere,
yeah,
right?
Time zones. I mean, it's just crazy. And they thank us for our show and the information that we bring to them. I just want you to know that, you know, we put everything into this thing that we possibly can every morning. I mean, it's just not like, oh, we got a show to do. Huh, what are we going to talk about? No. The research really goes on 24/7, you know, with even breaking news sometimes in the middle of the night. But before, you know, my notes for the show include everything that's occurred since yesterday's show. So that's the 24 hours. Of course, we have a very quick news cycle in today's world. And then I try to take that raw news. I like raw news. That's where I do the best, and I find that Seeking Alpha and a few others are the best for raw news. Then apply my own analytics to it based on two-plus decades that I've had watching the markets on a daily basis like this. So we're off to a good start. We had kind of a sluggish day in the market yesterday. The bricks and mortar. The mortar's coming out of the bricks. Man, I'll tell you what.
Quickly, right? I mean,
who's going to survive, you know?
Well, Foot Locker's taking a beating today.
Yes. And yet I go to our local. We have an outdoor mall in Mount Pleasant. We don't have any big, you know, anchor stores, but we have a lot of the mall-based stores.
You got your Lululemon, and there's never any parking over there. You got an Ulta,
Old Navy.
Right?
You know, it seems to do okay. There seems to be a lot of foot traffic at our mall.
Yeah.
But I'm just imagining across America, you know, it's pretty obvious what's doing. There's a couple things that are doing. The biggest factor of all is Amazon. I see more Amazon trucks running around than I see at the mall some days, I think. And number two, you know, the mall is not what it used to be. You know, there's been mall shootings. You fight for a parking place. There's not quite the selection at a lot of the stores at the mall that you can get online. So, anyways,
well, at the mall now,
it's a struggle.
You can, yeah, at the mall now, you can go work out and go to the doctor because they've turned facilities either into some kind of fitness place or around here a lot of your quote unquote older malls, right? The old mall is now. Half of a half of a medical center, center.
Yeah,
right.
So there's it's just things happen. The horse and buggy died out at some point by that thing that Henry Ford invented. So we are definitely seeing a massive shift in consumer behavior and where the consumer shops. And, that brought down the whole market yesterday. With Dick's Sporting Goods losing one-fourth of its value, just like that,
that's massive. And that's the one place that it always amazes me how busy it is, especially, when you go by there. And I'm like, man, I just need to get one thing for, a kid's soccer thing. And there's, tons of people in there and – it sounds like maybe half of them are stealing.
Maybe
apparently.
Half of them are shoplifters. Macy's also was down 20% yesterday. And then I think it's maybe a little bit of a hope today. You've had, Gap stores. Abercrombie and Fitch and Kohl's have actually come in with better than expected numbers. But there is a big story on this shoplifting issue. Which we'll get to here in a bit. Now, the big news today, the fireworks today will begin after the close of the market, when one of the most important stocks these days in the tech sector and in the entire market, NVIDIA, will report Q2 results. And I wrote this down a few weeks ago. They're looking for $2.08. $2.08, that's the headline number. They're looking for $11.1 billion in sales. I wouldn't be surprised to see them throw in something like a secondary offering or, I don't think they'll be buying back shares, but they're looking to expand. And usually when the stock is doing well and, cooking on all cylinders, they'll take advantage of those maybe to do a little bit of an offering. I don't know. But I expect strong results from NVIDIA. Now, what the whisper number is, nobody knows. If they meet numbers, that's not going to be good enough, so we'll just have to see. We really have no idea until they actually report numbers. But I would just say that their guidance leading up to this earnings report tonight has been unbelievably good. Now, has that all been baked into the cake is the question.
Right, and pay attention to the data center numbers. That's the big piece. That's where a lot of that growth is going to be in terms of AI and those massive chips that they sell. So.
Now, my guess is on all of that guidance and good news that they gave, I'm sure they held a few cards back, right?
I guess you would hope. You usually do. I mean, it's called the earnings game for a reason.
It's the earnings game. So yeah. I expect. A good report. Okay, also reporting today, we've already had Abercrombie and Fitch. Advanced Auto Parts, how many people run in and get a fan belt anymore for their electric car? Advanced Auto Parts, not so good of a report. Analog Devices had a poor report, semiconductor. Bath and Body Works, I think, is tonight. Foot Locker was a disaster. There's another dying franchise right there, Foot Locker.
Well, and Nike's done such a good job. If they want to sell, if you want to, even though they've been not doing good because of China, but if you want to buy a pair of Nikes nowadays, right? They have a great app. You can go directly and buy them from Nike instead of showing up at Foot Locker, right, and buying them there. So.
Well, the days of the guy coming around with you used to put your foot on that big metal device and get your foot measured and. Get a shoe that would, those days are gone. We all know our measurement of our feet by now.
We did that on a tape. Yeah, we used the tape measure for the 11-year-old and 9-year-old just to make sure we had the measurements right. Yeah, but it would have been cooler if you had that old silver cold thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Now we have an app for that, I'm sure. Right. Workday's going to report tomorrow. Dollar Tree, Gap stores, Intuit, Nordstrom's, Petco, Ulta. Ulta's a big one these days. And then you can pretty much put a bow around this earnings season, and we'll have the final numbers in the newsletter this week, which you can get 2 free weeks of at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, things going on in China. We have several key reports from Europe today on the state of their economy. We've got the latest on mortgage applications. That's pretty shocking right there.
Wow, yeah, I've got that number here.
Wow.
Cover that after we get back.
You've got a home builder that reported earnings, so we'll be right back with a lot to talk about today. And welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now with some important earning news and other news from around the world. U.S. calls on China to be more transparent about economic data. Have they ever, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think their reports are what whoever the guy at the top wants them to be. But, you know, obviously they recently withheld
data
unemployment.
For youth unemployment, basically, right?
And so, anyways, we call on them to be more transparent. I don't know that they're going to listen. And I've been kind of watching the news coming out of the BRICS, which the gold purveyors have been all over for the last several months, you know, using that as a reason to buy gold. Because of the big changes coming to the U.S. dollar. I haven't seen anything yet earth-shaking coming out of there, and I think doesn't help. I don't think it helps that China is so weak right now. Russia is so weak right now.
Well, he skipped it. I mean, he skipped him. He was there, but he was supposed to speak, and basically the Chinese commerce minister, I think, did his speech for him.
So wow. Kind of, and of course, Putin's not even there because of he's under house arrest by the world.
Yeah. Okay. India did land. India did see this, talking about intertwined. It's funny, talking about intertwined financial news. I got a financial news alert that India landed their spacecraft on the pole of the moon. So first to
that's
do
right.
that. So
I think that's the fourth landing on the moon, if I'm not mistaken. I still remember the first.
Right. In Russia messed up. I think theirs blew up like over the weekend or a handful of days ago.
Were there people in it or no?
Nah, I think it was unmanned. Yeah, I think it was unmanned.
But this one was manned, right? This India?
I want to say it's unmanned, but you know, because they had one that crashed in 2019. It's hard for me to keep up with all this space stuff. I actually have my wife's got a friend who does. She's into space law. Which, if you want to really blow your mind, get into read about some space law. It's pretty it's pretty unbelievable.
You know, I see reports of people seeing several of a line of lights.
They all see the Starlink.
It's Starlink, some kind of chain, daisy chain in the sky that Elon Musk is.
Yeah,
they're messing with us. I'm telling you. Okay, now, here's China's weak, all right? And I've been saying for many weeks now and maybe several months about Europe's not exactly cooking on all cylinders. Their composite purchase managers index came in at a 33-month low, all right? Now, if you say, well, that's probably an anomaly, the UK came in at a 31-month low. So we do have to be worried somewhat about, you know, conditions in other large economies around the world. And we've got two of the largest, China not doing very well. And at least Europe, you know, some of these numbers coming out are pretty weak.
And RPMI actually, came in unexpectedly low. Yeah, it came out right when we just before we started the show.
Well,
but it came in at a 50.4. It was supposed to be a 52, and I believe expansion is right at that 50 level. So we're just over the expansion.
Let's hope it's summer doldrums. You know, okay, mortgage applications fall by 4%. The lowest level in 28 years.
And you know why? I saw that the 30-year mortgage touched 7.31% last week, which is the highest since, I believe, December of 2000.
Well, you know, there's nobody that's going to refinance. Virtually nobody has a higher mortgage than that unless they have an ARM. And who would want to lock in at this rate? And you've got hardly any inventory out there for new buys and sells. Not good times for the mortgage industry right now. And then on the other hand, Toll Brothers raises their annual guidance after a Q3 earnings smash consensus. So, you know, I guess the only place where there is inventory, and again, this has got to be helping the new home builders. This has got to be one of the reasons why the home builders... If it weren't for new homes, there would be very few homes available out there. And Toll Brothers had a big quarter. They're active around here in the Charleston, Mount Pleasant area. Toll Brothers is up 4.2%.
And all the home builders are getting a boost. I know Pulte was getting one here just to, when I looked at the other two. PHM.
And I would say, you know, of all of the sectors in the market, the number one sector this year has been tech, obviously, so far. Number two, I would give to the home builders. And number three, I would probably give to the energy stocks who've made a little bit of a move here recently. Okay, Meta unveils their all-in-one AI device. I'm noticing, however, that AI news isn't going as noticed as it was because there's been so much of it, right? Everybody's got something AI. McDonald's has got AI in their burgers. Everybody's got AI stashed somewhere. Meta unveils an all-in-one AI model for speech and text translations. Okay, well, that's not exactly total AI. But speech and text translation. So anyways, Meta is going to be a player in AI. We all know that. But the reason I also bring up Meta is because it appears that the correction is over in Meta. And not just Meta, but you can look at almost any of the big tech stocks and you can see a similar pattern where they went down from July 27th until late August, call it 1 month, a one-month correction that was pretty stiff, and now everything seems to be turning to the upside. This is the 4th day. I called the end of the correction last Friday, and I did it in the newsletter. So far, that was the day. We got the day so far. Now, that's not to say that we're going to go back down and break those recent lows, but so far, 4 straight days, well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I saw it turn on Friday. Okay, when you're in it as deep as I am every day, you could literally see it start to turn from distribution. Okay, stocks are under distribution. They're being sold. And then all of a sudden it flips to accumulation. That's how the game works, you know. It's like the marketplace. You hit a certain price level, and in comes the buying again. And that's what I saw happen last Friday.
Well, it's kind of like throwing your bait out there, and then when the tide begins to shift, right, bait's coming back towards you, then it basically stops and doesn't go anywhere, and then eventually, right, it starts going back the other way.
Yes, it's just a matter of when, unless you're entering into a recession and bear market and an earnings recession, and that so far we don't see that yet. Now, when we come back, I do want to talk about this theft issue. Look, the flagship store in San Francisco, Macy's flagship store, they're leaving. Every flagship store in San Francisco is leaving, and other cities are having the same issue. Why? Shoplifting. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting-edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. A string of top executives at major retailers have recently pointed to a rise in crime as a factor in reduced earnings and noted that the issues can continue to cut into their financial results. High-ranking officials at Dick's Sporting Goods, Lowe's, Target, Macy's, have all cited higher thefts, rates of thefts, called shrink or shrinkage. Is that what they call it, shrinkage in the industry? For eroding results and forcing them to take stepped-up efforts to curtail the problem. Dick's notably slashed its full-year guidance on Tuesday after a sizable second-quarter EPS miss, in part blaming the high shrink rate. See, that's code for theft. Okay, yeah. Now I know that. I didn't know that before.
Yeah, and Target, for example, they mentioned that, you know, basically a third of their margin was cut into by shrinkage or theft, right?
Well,
it cut 2% off of their margin, and they're a retailer, and so it's a lower margin business to begin with. So,
well, it's called a rapidly ballooning issue. It shouldn't be, but, you know, I mean, a lot of, looking the other way or not enforcing this and that. Or, in San Francisco, it's up to $950 that they won't even, they just wink and nod and look the other way. I noticed at Walmart they're stepping up the security a little bit, too. They check my receipt. Of course, yeah. I look pretty suspicious to begin with.
Yeah.
Pal.
It's hard to believe.
Come over here with that cart.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it all goes out the front door. I mean, when you think this kind of stuff, I mean, you would think it'd be more, trucks getting hit, going out the back door. But, I mean, you know, a lot of it, that, you know, it's almost like they don't even.
They just walk out.
Yeah.
Now, there used to be something that if you walked out with something that was unpaid for, you'd set off an alarm. I don't see those anymore.
It should be easier. Nowadays, they got remember they used to have the tags. Now,
yeah.
they got the little flat RF, remember those RF chip
yep.
things, right? I mean, those things, I mean, you should be able to, you can track things through a supply chain with those things. You could probably track it to the car that it's driving away
I'll
in.
I'll tell you
right?
what. It's just a... Crime is a big issue in today's society, and it's almost just being looked the other way. Mega cap stocks setting up for potential breakouts, as Wells Fargo. Hey, weren't there the ones that said we're going down to 3,100 here recently? That's funny that Wells Fargo, they seem to be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde here all over the place with their... Their $4,200 target price that they put out recently. Now
they're
calling for a mega cap breakout. I guess they've got all their bases covered. So no matter what happens, they can say, see, I told you so.
Somebody's right?
I don't call that putting your neck on the line. But I agree with them, and I think that the correction ended last Friday because I think interest rates topped out or are at or near the top. Last Friday, and that should help as they come down, which they're doing finally today. Tesla dips amid report of lowered production target at German plant. It's always something. If it's not Germany, it's Austin. If it's not Austin, it's China. If it's not China, it's lowering their prices on cars. Well, it's not dipping anymore. It also looks like the sell-off in Tesla is over, and it's turning around and going the other way now. Apple is the most under-owned large-cap stock, according to Morgan Stanley. Does anybody listen to Morgan Stanley anymore? I don't know.
And does that mean, okay, yeah, and I guess that just means you know, owning the stock individually versus, I mean, obviously when you own SPY, for example, right, you know, 10% of that trade or whatever is going to be, you know, Apple. So in that case, you are owning Apple. You're just owning it through SPY. It was hard for me to figure out if they meant, I guess, just, you know, all of us aren't just walking around with 1,000 shares of Apple in our pocket.
Well,
I don't know.
And they're also kind of saying under their breath that this is one of their favorite stocks. And I would say it's under-owned because it deserves to be under-owned. I've been saying for quite some time now, we continue to hold it. But, you know, the growth is not there anymore. It's got 40, 50% upside potential, subpar, very much subpar. But, you know, they're just pointing out that, you know, you could see some big buying in Apple here because it's under-owned. And they also seem to like it at this level, which I don't. Okay. Now, another one that I believe this was our featured stock 2 or 3 weeks ago. SMCI, super, you gotta like the name, Super Microcomputer. There's gotta be a t-shirt that comes with that.
I think it was two or three weeks ago, yeah.
I could see a guy with a cape and an SMCI. This thing's up 7.3%. Now, I'm going to tell you what space they occupy in the AI space. They make server systems that can handle this kind of speed. And the SMCI's earnings are exploding right now to the upside. And even it's a pretty small. Now, there's an under-owned stock, in my opinion. Not only is it under-owned, but most people don't even know about it. And I've brought it to people's attention here many times, including in the newsletter recently as our featured stock of the week, maybe 2 weeks ago. It's up $21 per share today. Wedbush upgrades it, sees limited near-term downside. Okay, well, that's better than limited near-term upside. I like that wording much better. And they have it as a strong buy, okay? So anyways, we like it. We own it in our emerging growth portfolio, emerging growth. Okay, here come the earnings. Kohl's, which sold off yesterday. You figure if all these retailers sold off, Kohl's is going to report a bad quarter. Well, their sales are flat. Their sales are declining. That's the bottom line. They've been declining now for a long time, but they're squeezing out some margin out of there. Kohl's is up 1.5% today. Bath and Body Works, another kind of mall-based retailer, is up 1% today. So not the disaster that Target
Foot
or
Locker.
That
Foot Locker's down like almost 30.
Yes,
a third.
Now there's just, you know, that's just a dying franchise. It's down 34%. Now I'm going to ask you a trivia question. If I remember right, you know who Foot Locker was spun off from? And I don't think
it wasn't Hibbett's, but it couldn't have been
Woolworth. I'm going to say Woolworth department stores.
Yeah.
Where you know my favorite thing in Woolworth, I'd go there. My mother, I don't know, in back to school, cool. They had the little thing in a lighted glass enclosure with hot cashews, almonds, you know. You could get a little bag of mixed nuts. Remember that, the little things?
Oh, yeah.
You still
yeah.
see them once in a great while. But Woolworths had them, and Woolworths had other stuff. Woolworths had a little snack bar, I think.
I remember going to Montgomery Ward. That's one
yeah,
of them I
Monkey
thought you were
Wards.
About to throw out.
Yeah, no,
you could
Woolworths
buy.
Is before Monkey
yeah,
Wards.
Yeah, well, in Montgomery Ward, you could almost buy everything. They had everything from diapers to G.I.
Yeah.
Joe men to
yeah.
clothes, you know, and TV.
Yes, they had everything but earnings, and they eventually went out of business. Foot Locker down 34%. Can Foot Locker survive? It's now a $15 stock. You know,
and just look at those charts. So here's an interesting thing. Look at and you could have known this was going to happen if you looked at their earnings release from the last time.
Yeah,
so if you look at the chart, the last earnings release looks exactly like the cliff that it fell, that it's fallen off now. But you know,
here's one more that's on life support. Let's put Peloton on life support.
Yeah,
it's down 22.5% now. Listen, I bought an exercise deal during COVID, and of course, it hasn't been used now for quite some time because I get out in the, you know, in the fresh air and whatnot. But everybody was thought, oh, we're going to be locked inside. Peloton was in the right place at the right time. You could do business on Zoom while riding your Peloton, right? And it has not worked out well here. Peloton is down 30% on lowered forecast.
Well, when they had that recall, too, I mean, and I had a Peloton, I don't know, probably, I guess, a year and a half before COVID, and we still use it, still enjoy it. But, yeah, they mailed us this, you know, a new metal bar because apparently our seat was going to fall off, and it couldn't have been cheap to send us that. So
no. Well, one last one, and I'll call this the stock of the day. Abercrombie & Fitch defies all logic. All logic. It's up 25% today after beating earnings. Okay, we're going to look at the underpinnings of this market because it looks pretty good right now. We'll be right back.
You got to go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. And I'm just going to say that the biggest story, I think, that's driving the market here today on this Wednesday. Let's see where those interest rates are at right now. Down 10 basis points. 10 basis points. We got clear up to 4.34. So we're down 12 from that high, which logic just tells me that's somewhere, unless there's, you know, something out there, more huge borrowing that we don't, I don't think there is, but we're at 4.22 now. We're down 12 basis points from the high, and that's helping the market today.
And there's a lot of noise out there. Yeah, a lot of noise out there in the bond space, whether it's issuance, whether it's what's going on, you know, around the world, throwing the BRIC conference, and you also have, you know, today I think you go to, you know, look at PMI, services PMI came in less than expected, and of course in the U.S. that's the where a lot of the price pressures have been in the service side, right? And so, you know, maybe, you know, I guess, you know, kind of tying that to potentially, you know, some softer inflation going forward in terms of, you know, not as much demand for services. So it's kind of I think that may be playing into that decrease in the 10-year, but it seemed like it was bound to decrease at some point, like you said, just because hidden. Given where it was from a technical standpoint.
Now, you look at it's all about the tech stocks today. Big tech, which kind of took the day off yesterday. They had a magnificent day on Monday. On Tuesday yesterday, they kind of took the day off. There was some consolidation. The market's a little bit on the excited side today. I think there's some pretty high expectation. I think there's a pretty heavy anticipation coming from NVIDIA after the close of the market today. And that's why we're seeing in the Dow, the leader, Intel, up 2.7%. Apple up 2%. Microsoft up 1.6%. Salesforce up 1.4%. It's all about big tech today. The other one that's been doing pretty well here, and it's all, I think, behind the weight loss drug story, the big pharma stocks. Lilly's probably one of the strongest stocks in the entire market right now, along with Novo Nordisk. I've noticed Merck has been heating up here recently. I got to look into Merck and see what's in their pipeline. I'm sure there's a weight loss drug in there somewhere. Merck's up 3.2% today. The downside, I think Nike's being hurt by Foot Locker.
China. I mean, they had a lot of sales there, and that's that particular market is drying up. I mean, just look at basketball, for example. The popularity of basketball in China has been a big growth engine for the NBA, been a big growth engine for selling shoes, all shoe brands, and certainly that story's been waning.
Yeah, recently. Nike's down 4.4% today. Now, the other weakness in the market today, and that's okay because they kind of complement each other. The energy sector is pulling back today. But I still think that as you rank all the sectors in the market right now, the home builders are up there, the tech stocks are up there, and I still think that the energy sector is up there. So, pullbacks in these energy stocks at some point, there's another opportunity to get into some of the better ones. Exxon's down 1.4. It's one of the laggards in the Dow today. In the S&P 500, Abercrombie and Fitch up 25.4. Now, I'm going to guess there was a lot of short interest there that may be juicing this move higher. But it definitely is going the other way of Dick's. Some of the others. So that's one area I would say that's held up pretty well is teenager stores, Abercrombie and Fitch, Gap. They've held up a lot better than the big, where the adults shop, the big bricks and mortar stores for whatever reason.
Well, you still get back to school shopping, I guess, and from a demand standpoint, I guess they change sizes, and you've got to buy more clothes versus folks who nowadays don't have to go in the office, so you can tend to wear the same, you don't need as much of a wardrobe change, I guess, anymore.
No, right? Now if Abercrombie and Fitch would put one of those little carousels, lit carousels with warm cashews, warm almonds, they put it in a little bag for you, and you had some nice salty
warm
almonds or cashews to carry around the store.
Yeah, I need some sinus medicine before I walk by those stores.
Yeah.
And that's the one that has the five different versions of cologne just coming out of the out of the door. At least that's what it used to be.
Yeah. Okay. Now, also in the S&P, Netflix is having a good day for whatever reason, up 4.5. Google is having a very good day, up 3.3. I think it's expecting big AI news coming from NVIDIA. Google is a big player. The three biggest players right now, NVIDIA number one, or Microsoft, take your pick. Google's probably number three right now. Ross Stores is up 3%. That's another one that somehow continues to buck the trend. The downtrend, it's been a good stock. AMD's up 3% today. Urban Outfitters, which also owns Anthropologie, is up 3% today. And Oracle, another kind of AI story in the database sector. The losers on the S&P 500, it's the energy stocks today. And the sporting good Nike, the shoe stores. And the same with the NASDAQ. It's Netflix, Google, Meta, and Apple leading the show. Starbucks is the loser, down 2%. Starbucks has turned into really a boring, what can I say? I mean, it's a growth story that where is their growth anymore when you've put Starbucks almost everywhere?
Well, when coffee's expensive, the price of just the commodity has gone up, plus their labor, some of their labor issues. Don't have as many opportunities to grow anymore.
No.
And as discretionary income goes down for buyers, right? Well, then they're going to move on to other cheaper options.
Yep. Well, we'll have live coverage tomorrow of the pre-market and NVIDIA and how it opens or closes. That should be exciting. Now, if you want to get 2 free weeks of the newsletter where you get stocks like SMCI and a lot of under-the-radar stuff, go to GundersonCapital.com. And if you'd like to set up an appointment with us to talk about, all of our various portfolios, mix and match, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.